already well-trained, she snatched a fresh power cell from the storage pouch on the Romoan's thigh holster. She ejected the old power cell, slipped the fresh one into place, then called,
"What now, Grandma?"
"We hold on until Terran and Zek get here," Leia said, though she had no idea how they would manage that. A dozen Sith were firing on them already, and more came out of the tunnel every second.
"Hit your panic alarm." "Grandma!"
Alana's voice was indignant.
"I did that a long time ago."
"Okay, well..." A bolt screamed past, so close that Leia smelled her own scorched hair.
"We need cover."
"Good idea,"
Alana agreed.
"Where?"
"You pick,"
Leia replied. A flurry of bolts erupted from Leia's left, and she barely pivoted around in time to deflect them into the Falcon's belly.
"Can't stop to look."
"Plan C,"
Basil rumbled.
"Yeah,"
Alana said. She popped up behind Basil, then cradled the huge blaster pistol in her elbow and extended one hand above her head.
"It's what Grandpa would do."
"Plan C?"
Leia asked, not sure she really wanted to know.
"What's plan?"
"The last thing they'll ever expect,"
Alana explained. As she spoke, Basil dropped to a knee in front of her. She grabbed a handful of collar and dug her feet into his waist belt, then pulled herself up and rested the barrel of the huge blaster pistol across his shoulder.
"We charge!"
Basil stood and thundered toward the tunnel, his jade bulk twisting and turning behind the whirling brilliance of his lightsaber. Alana poured blaster bolts over his shoulder. Sith danced and dived out of their path, some with fresh holes smoking in their throats or knees. Realizing that her granddaughter was right, the charging was exactly what Han Solo would do, Leia cast a last glance up the boarding ramp, silently willing Han to appear, to come racing down, to join the charge. But Han was nowhere to be seen. Now that she had half a second when she was not busy batting blaster bolts away from Alana, Leia reached for Han in the Force and felt him alive inside his beloved ship. He wasn't in pain, but he wasn't moving. He was angry and determined and almost smug. As usual, Han Solo had something up his sleeve. Leia filled her presence with a love she knew he wouldn't feel, then sprang after her granddaughter, confident that she was doing exactly what he would have told her to do, had he been able. But that didn't make leaving any easier. A smoking hole erupted in Basil's enormous shoulder. He whirled so fast Alana would have been thrown free had she not been using the Force to keep herself stuck to her huge green friend. Another bolt took him in the chest, and Leia realized the Romoan was spinning to shield Alana. She reached his side and began to bat bolts back toward the Sith.
"Go!"
she ordered.
"I've got your back!"
Basil pivoted toward the tunnel entrance, now only a few steps away, and thundered forward. Leia spun into position behind him, running backward, her lightsaber painting loops of color above her head as she defended Alana. By now, the Sith had them outflanked. Leia heard the thud sizzle of a dozen bolts burning into Romoan flesh. Her own leg swung back of its own accord, and she nearly fell, catching her balance on a wounded leg that felt like boiling oil. Alana's blaster fire became a constant shriek, and the growl of clashing lightsabers sounded on the other side of Basil's dancing bulk.